two North Canterbury districts are trialling a new app which makes it easier to report rural crime. It's called Rural Lookout. And Oxford farmer Cameron Henderson joins me now to explain how it works. Hi there, Callum.
G'day, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the show. Tell me a bit about your farm.
Well, it's currently getting pounded by some pretty heavy weather at the moment, but we're dairy farming about half an hour just outside of Christchurch in a little place called Oxford.
Okay. How long have you been there for?
We've been there about 12 years now.
All right. Is crime an issue for you?
It has been, on and off over that period, and we think we've definitely seen an increase in it. And that's the stuff that we know about. It's the stuff that we probably suspect or don't know is happening is the real worry, and that's where this app's going to be really helpful.
What would be an example of that?
Well, we've had a lot of suspicious activity over the last few years, and that might just be vehicles driving slowly down the road or lights coming on in sheds at the middle of the night that shouldn't be. So we suspect that there are people there, but because we operate such a large facility over a big area of land, it's not always easy to have eyes on every square inch all the time.
I can imagine.
It's more suspicion than anything else.
Okay, so how does the app work?
So the app lets you report absolutely every crime or potential crime or suspicion that you might have and have it go directly to the police without having to go and talk to anyone in particular. You can log the details, might be a car make or model or a photo or even just a location with the commentary on what you think might have happened. And then that information gets sent directly to the police database, and you can ask them to follow it up if you like. But I think that the greatest benefit is going to be just tracking patterns for some of these crimes, because what we might think is a petty crime, if it's the same person doing it to 20 or 30 farms, so long it's no longer petty anymore. It's quite a serious crime wave.
So it's actually a way of connecting the dots for police.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's what the concern was with the rural police out in our area when we first brought the idea up. We all understand that policing resources is fairly limited. They do the best they can. But part of the challenge is just understanding where to best deploy that resource. And so one of the greatest aspects of the app is that this data will give them the trends of what's going on in the area and what the issues might be of the day and how they can best deploy those resources.
Yeah, so you've designed this in conjunction with police, have you?
Yes, it's predominantly police-led, but between farmers, Federated Farmers, and FMG, who all are clearly stakeholders in reducing rural crime, have had a part to play in it.
And is it something that's going to start in North Canterbury and then sort of roll out around the rest of New Zealand, or is it just going to stay in your region for now?
So the idea is for the first 2 years it will just be in the Waimakariri and Hiranui districts in Canterbury, more as a trial to make sure the system is operating correctly and that we're seeing the benefits that we expected. But we're already getting calls from farmers elsewhere in the country and even non-farmers saying, look, this would be a great idea or innovation to be having in other areas of the country and other sectors in the cities as well. So we're already getting some really positive feedback.
Yeah, what will success look like for you?
I think if people are aware that essentially it's one big community watch group using the app, and the fact that if people know that this is going on and that they can't get away just by being potentially invisible on farm and coming and going during the night hours, that we are reporting all of that, that the likelihood of getting caught is much higher. I mean, our communities are fairly trusting communities. We don't bolt everything down or, have a camera on every square inch of the farm, and we'd like to keep it that way. And I think that success is that we don't necessarily need to change a lot of what we do or how we farm to prevent rural crime.
Yeah. Are you pretty connected in your community? Do you tend to know the people in the area and have much to do with them?
We definitely do, and we're just an average farming community, no different to anywhere else in the country, and that's why we're really keen to work collaboratively. We already have a lot of Messenger and Facebook groups to try and share information, but often that information doesn't make its way to the police. So this is just adding another layer, really, to the communication that already goes on in our rural communities.
Great stuff. Do you need to get the word out on this, or do the farmers who need to know about it already know about it?
Oh, look, anyone can download the app. It's not restricted to farmers just in our district. So if anyone wants to download it and have a play with it and has got any ideas as to how it might be improved, then, yeah, we'd certainly be keen for them to do that.
Rural Lookout, huh?
Yes, that's it.
Found in the usual places, right. No doubt.
Yes, it is. Yep, on both App Store and Android Play Store.
Good stuff. Cameron, thank you and good luck and appreciate you telling us about it today.
Thanks, Jesse.
Cameron Henderson, farmer in Oxford, with this new app connecting farmers with their neighbours and with police.